Thanks for your introduction. It's really my honor to give this presentation today. My topic is distribution of thorium species associated with American ginseng root rot in China. American ginseng was a perennial herb valued for the medical properties of the root and its root was a lot of pharmacological functions, which was commonly used in the traditional Chinese medicine. And the pharmacological functions are due to the major competence of the root. And American ginseng required several continuous growing seasons for optimal ginseng and ginseng size accumulation. Usually 3 to 4 years old American ginseng can reach the qualified standard. American ginseng originated in the eastern part of China, eastern part of North America, and was successfully introduced to China in the 1980s. And nowadays, Jinan province and Shandong province were the two major American ginseng growing seasons in China, and it accounts for 8% of the whole country's production. However, root rot is a main disease of American ginseng. It is reported that root rot can cause 30% of the yield loss. And or small, the disease happens in every age. Disease symptoms of American ginseng root rot has a variety of symptoms and there are mainly two kinds of symptoms, one named rusty root rot, and it usually has slightly reddish brown legends, and the legends usually superficial. The other name, the disappearing root rot, it usually has dark brown to black discolored area, and it can extend inside and at last leave the hollowed out root in the soil. In many literatures, pathogens of root rot were variety with varied fungal pathogens. For rusty root rot, the causal agent were reported to be three genus, including Cnidocarpin, Phtalium, and Rhesus coscopidium. For the other symptoms, the Cnidocarpin and Phtalium were reported the causal agent. Take a comparison of the two symptoms, we can see that we may find some confusion. That the symptoms were the same, but the pathogens, sometimes it's caused by the same pathogens, and sometimes the pathogens were different with the right species. Then one question might arise, that is, what is the predominant pathogens of the different symptoms in the major production area? So the objective of our study is to identify pathogens from more samples of Chinese root rot in major production area in China, and to clarify predominant pathogens or two kinds of symptoms. These samples were collected from Jinan province and Shandong province in the year 2014 and to 2016, and the road was 1 to 4 years old with the capital, with the two capital systems. Then we performed our fungi identification with several methods and performed the phylogenetic analysis. Then we go to the result. It shows that a total of 506 isolates were obtained from the two regions. And in Jilin province, the most frequently isolated genus were Phtalium and the 11 tree. While in Shandong province, they were Chatomium and Phtalium. Then we take a comparison of Phtalium species of the two regions. We can see that a total of nine Phtalium species were identified, and in Jilin province we gained 5 species, and in Shandong province we gained 6. Then we next started the comparative study of 11 trio and the Declan trio of the two regions. We can see that 4 11 trio species and 1 Declan trio species were identified. And in Jilin province, we get 4 species. And in Shandong province, we get 3 species. Take a summary result together. We can see that in Jilin province, the mean fungi recovered from this peonin root rot of Phtalium species. And the mean fungi recovered from rusty root are 11 trio and the Declan trio species. While in Shandong province, the mean fungi recovered from the two kinds of symptoms are all Phtalium species. Then we performed the pathogenic test of the slight isolate of 11 trio and Declan trio and Phtalium species. We can see that 4 11 trio species and 1 Declan trio species and 6 Phtalium species were pathogenic to the American ginseng. Then we take a comparison of pathogens from the previous study. We can see that in rusty root symptoms, we gave 1 new recorded species. While in the disappearing root symptoms, we gained 3 reported species and one new recorded. Then we performed the distribution of Phtalium species in different ages. We can see that Phtalium oxysporum were mostly from 1 to 2 years old root, and Phtalium oxysilani were most from 3 to 4 years old root. Phylogenetic analysis of the two species shows that Phtalium oxysporum isolate from Jilin province nested with that from Shandong province. But isolate of Phtalium slani were clustered in the two phylogenetic group. According to the result, we get the conclusion that in rusty root symptoms, we gave 1 new recorded species, and in disappearing root symptoms, we gained 1 Phtalium species recorded. new recorder. And in Jilin province, the predominant pathogens of disappearing root rot are phtalium, and the predominant pathogens of rusty rot are elephantria. In Shandong province, the predominant pathogens of the two kinds of cytomas are all phtalium species, and the phtalium oxysporum and Phtalium salani were the two most widespread species. The study was supported by the four findings, and I give my thanks to them. And I also thank my supervisor, Professor Vivi Gao, to give her discussion. Thank you for your time and attention.
Pardon?
The inoculation, like how did you inoculate the ginseng root with the different species?
You mean the ginseng has different species, has different type of ginseng size. Ginseng size, there are two types of ginseng size.
Other questions? All right, thank you.